Hey everybody, it's me, Mark. Thanks for tuning in. We're doing this from San Diego, California. I'm going to actually put a picture from my hotel room on as the cover art for this one, so it'll be different than you won't see my gorgeous mug, as usual. It's been a good trip. We're down here for the CSUN convention, technology convention for the visually impaired and the physically challenged. It's kind of neat, but it's been kind of boring. I mean, I don't know what it is. There's not a lot of energy in the conference this year. I think because they moved it from LAX to San Diego. There's just something kind of calming about San Diego. It's not Las Vegas. No, it's a big city with a small town kind of atmosphere. You know, people just move slower here. They really do. Not a bad thing, but it doesn't have the excitement of, it has the opposite effect of San Francisco. Somehow things seem to be more, the colors are brighter in San Francisco. I'm not a big fan of it, but there's something exciting about being in San Francisco, and there's something kind of boring about being in San Diego. They have the opposite effect, even though it's relatively clean and everything. The downtown area has got to be nothing but a bunch of bars and tattoo shops. They've really changed. You know, when I lived here, there was a real ambiance to downtown. You had a few nightclubs and stuff, but there was all kinds of really neat restaurants. But as we walked last night, we probably spent about 2 hours walking around the city downtown, and it was dark and kind of dingy, you know, even though it was the St. Patrick's Day stuff. But, you know, you got the smell of urine everywhere. Not everywhere, but a lot. And then every damn Chinese restaurant's gone. And that's all a bunch of seedy Indian restaurants. And I never seen so many bars in my lifetime. And we're talking bars for young people. And we were walking down the street at one time. We were hearing these guys say, "Oh, I'm going to get a DUI tonight. I'm going to get a DUI." And they were all cracking up. I mean, it's just... And at one point, we saw a bunch of police cars. They were all lined up. And she saw like 9 or 8 of them. Just, there was nobody in them. But they're like, they're just getting ready or something. I don't know. The city has definitely lost something. I know that they wanted to revitalize it. I don't know if this is... I'm sure the city's making more money downtown at night because all these idiots have come down here to drink. But, and of course, I realize that, it's competing with TJ. And I guess since the lockdown on the border of TJ and the passport requirements, I think, you know, young people need a place to go. And I know that a lot of suburbs here don't want them out there, so they just send them downtown. But that's a little bit disappointing. But I'm sitting out here on the water at Seaport Village, and... it's nice, you know, they got just a bunch of people walking around, and I'm reminded how bored I used to be when I lived here. Seriously, when I lived here, I mean, it was great. I lived downtown at one time, and when I lived here, I had a couple of friends of mine, and we all lived in apartments downtown. It was kind of neat because we could just go knock on each other's doors at any time of the day or night. That was really weird because, you know, coming from where I come from, you know, you don't go somewhere when you're not invited. But for about 8 months or so, we were all musicians and stuff, right? And it was kind of neat to we just never slept, really. And there was no drugs or alcohol or any of that stuff, at least not where I was concerned, but there was a sense of camaraderie and everything, but that's all changed now. So I'll be glad to get back home tomorrow. Not that it's a lot more exciting, it's just something about this city, but the hotel's great, people are nice, and the weather's decent. And that's about it. It was all right. Yeah, I didn't bloat too much, I kind of bloated a little bit. Just once I'd like to travel without bloating. So I think that's all for now. Okay, thanks for listening. Remember to make a joyful noise, everybody, and I will check back with you when I get back up to Orange County. Okay, take care. All right, bye-bye.
You're going to publish that where you say you... Thank you.